you. Thank you. We're on, ladies and gentlemen, live tonight. Live and in colorfulness. Thursday night edition of our program, and it's June 14th. Just about half the month now has gone, and about half the year as well. And we're continuing to go day by day with the lies and the deceptions and the falsehoods and the sins of omission on the part of the media and the synagogue of Satan as we continue as a nation and a world to be deceived in this age that we live in. And, you know, everything is a deception. Everything. Really, you come right down to it. And that's why, you know, we offer different points of view and the same path, but, you know, we offer all kinds of viewpoints and sort of try to sort it all out in our minds. And sometimes we go to the most, sometimes to the most unlikely of sources for a little bit of truth, you know, because, as I like to say, even that broken clock is right twice a day. And lo and behold, Bernie Sanders from Vermont, apparently released an explosive bailout list, bailout from the Fed. And this is going to tie in this first hour with what I want to talk about largely tonight. Great stories that will, interconnect the Bernie Sanders Fed story. A story, an interview with president now of Iceland and Newt Gingrich's big financial backers, apparently engaged in defending themselves against a lawsuit that may possibly be tied to the Chinese organized criminal element. And that, of course, is Sheldon Adelson. Well, we will get to all of that. But definitely they all tied together with the same source and the same river of pollution. And that emanates from Jerusalem. Well, in any event, folks, this is an interesting observation about what Mr. Sanders has come up with regarding the Fed. Now, you know, Bernie Sanders, of course, is a radical socialist, Marxist type of individual, former mayor of Burlington, Vermont, I believe, and he now, of course, is in the Senate, and he has apparently used his opportunity in his bully pulpit to score a few points, for whatever reason, to make a few points that would increase his popularity, and it is a populist crusade for many nowadays. Though it is somewhat risky for anybody, regardless of what side of the spectrum or what perspective they come from, to challenge the very minions of the powerful Rothschild dynasty. And when you talk about the Fed, well, that's exactly what you're doing. I'll be back to this in just one moment, 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it. stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we are back now. You know, I guess at some point today, I didn't know, but on Skype I was asked to, if I would be able to fill in for John. I didn't know that that was the case that I was asked to, but I guess someone else filled in, or John made plans. You know, of course, during the day, I don't check in with messages often and check in with email sometimes because, believe it or not, I actually do have to somehow earn a living. I know some of you find that hard to believe. But, you know, unfortunately, I don't like smartphones. I don't like iPhones. I don't like any of that. And I try to stay away from all of that. I don't use them. And I depend on others to do that sometimes. You know, like if I'm on the road and there's a problem, I can pretty much count on somebody having a phone which I could borrow or use or impose upon. You know, I know that's not a good idea. But I just, you know, I don't need the expense. And I just prefer not to. I prefer to be very old-fashioned, very private, very, very busy. So sometimes I'm unaware of these things. Also, I should mention before I get into these stories that a few of you have sent money into us for the kit, the book kit. I'll mention that again tonight, what it consists of, and the free DVD that we're giving. And also, I'm having a problem with people trying to read addresses because most of the people who write, unfortunately, their penmanship is very difficult to decipher. So if you're writing in or you're sending any money in for anything, I implore you, if you can, to try to get a word processor or typewriter or whatever, or at least print it in bold, legible letters. Whatever it is you're saying, besides, most importantly, your address, your name and address, because it's becoming very difficult for some of us to read them and understand them. So hopefully you'll get the kits. Hopefully you will receive them. But sometimes we're just having to cut and paste and tape on the box the names that people have written. Hopefully the post office can discern them. But that is a problem. It is a problem today. Very few people who have ever written to me have ever used any kind of machinery, any kind of typewriter or word processor. And these are people that primarily, of course, don't have computers or are not listening online, I suppose. But in any event, it is difficult. It is difficult for us to read some of the writing that people are writing. Many of you have written these notes and so forth, and we can't understand them. You know, we really have trouble. We get like every second or third word, so we have to sort of put them together. But just a word to you, just so you'll know. Okay? All right. Now, more than $4 trillion that we know of in near zero interest Federal Reserve loans and other financial assistance went to the banks and the businesses of at least 18 current and former Fed regional bank directors in the aftermath of their created artificial 2008 financial collapse. That is according to the Government Accountability Office. Now, of course, the records have been made public so you can see them, but for the first time, just yesterday or today, Senator Bernie Sanders came out and released this list on the eve of the Senate testimony by J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. Sanders released the detailed findings on Dimon and other Fed board members whose banks and businesses benefited from Fed action. Now, here's a former director, he goes from the Fed, the Federal Reserve System, he winds up, heading up Chase, he winds up getting all kinds of support and bailout money, all kinds of zero free interest loans and so forth, and he just calls it all a mistake. Well, a Sanders provision in the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act that had passed required the Government Accountability Office to investigate potential conflicts of interest, folks. That's right. So the October 19, 2011 report by the nonpartisan investigative arm of Congress laid out the findings but didn't name the names. Now, Sanders came out and released the names. Interesting. Hooray. This report reveals, quote, the inherent conflicts of interest that exists at the Federal Reserve. So you see, it's not just Ron Paul that's talking about it, is it? No. Ron Paul happens to be the spearheader. He happens to be the flagshipper. He happens to be the tar baby that's being held up as some sort of crazy man and an extremist for even talking about issues like this. When he could be engaging in real substantive talk like Mitt Romney's criticism of Obama and Obama's criticism of Mitt Romney, which, of course, is as substantive as a fly in the eye of a needle. Well, anyway, at a time when small businesses across this country could not get any loans that they could afford to pay back to create any jobs, the Fed was giving trillions of dollars in secret loans to some of the largest banks and corporations in America that will obviously be represented on the boards of the Federal Reserve banks. These were the conflicts that Sanders was talking about. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office study, found that allowing members of the banking industry to both elect and serve on the Federal Reserve Board of Directors creates an appearance of a conflict of interest and poses reputational risks to the Fed. Now, of course, the Fed has no good reputation. It has no honesty or integrity. It has never had any. It was born in corruption. It was born as a bastard child, as an illegitimate child. But be that as it may, in the case of Mr. Dimon, the J.P. Morgan Reserve, some $400 billion of the $4 trillion in emergency Fed funds. At the same time, his bank was used by the Fed as a clearinghouse for emergency lending programs. How do you like that, folks? Did you hear what I just said? In the case of Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan received some $400 billion of the $4 trillion in emergency Fed funds at the same time that his bank was used by the Fed as a clearinghouse for emergency lending program. In March of 08, before the meltdown, the Fed provided J.P. Morgan with $29 billion in financing to acquire the Stearns Bank, as you recall, the Bear Stearns Company. Dimon also got the Fed to provide other money to J.P. Morgan Chase with an 18-month exemption from risk-based averages and capital requirements. How'd you like to have that, huh, you small business people out there? And he convinced the Fed to take risky mortgage-related assets off of Bear Stearns' balance sheet before J.P. Morgan acquired these investment banks like Stearns. Well, that's one example. Another high-profile conflict involved Stephen Friedman. Yes, Friedman, the former chairman of New York Fed's board of directors. Late in 08, the New York Fed approved an application from Goldman Sachs to become a bank holding company, giving it access to cheap loans from the Fed. During that period, Friedman, on the Goldman Sachs board, he owned Goldman stock, and something that was prohibited by the Federal Reserve conflict of interest regulations, yet it happened. Although it was not publicly disclosed at the time, Friedman received a waiver from the Fed's conflict of interest rules in late 2008. Unbeknownst to the Fed, supposedly, Friedman continued to purchase shares in Goldman Sachs in November of 08 through January of 09, according to this government accountability office report. Let's continue. Another case, General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt was a New York Fed board member at the same time that GE helped create a commercial paper funding facility during that financial crisis. The Fed later provided $16 billion in financing to General Electric under the emergency lending program. So Bernie Sanders, on May 22nd, introduced legislation to prohibit banking industry and business executives from serving as directors of the 12 Federal Reserve regional banks. My goodness, isn't that something? Huh? We'll come right back to this and much more to come. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, folks, I'm reading from this report that was done by the GAO that most people have never even heard of. I would tell you right now that most Americans have never even possibly heard of the GAO, the General Accountability Office. And most have probably not even known about the investigation done from that report and the revelation of the names of those individuals like Jamie Dimon and others emailed, who have received these loans, received these virtual interest-free loans, because most people are not getting any facts from the media and don't care. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that while people are losing their homes, losing what they thought was their home, losing their jobs, losing their transportation, losing everything, that they are more preoccupied with ball games, entertainment, sport, and recreation, rather than going after and lynching the people who are taking them down. Going after them, literally and figuratively, and making them pay for their sins. These people are thieves on a scale that is really and truly unheard of. And yet, it was too important. It was too important to be reported on any of the evening news programs last night that I am aware of. Now, maybe you're aware of it. Maybe you know of some instance where this statement, this observation on the part of Bernie Sanders in the Senate was actually made. I don't know of any. I don't know of any. And I don't expect any from the media. It's too important. It's too important to be covered. And that's a fact. Too important, too vital. Even now, while some of the media are reporting on what success Iceland has had in repudiating debt and bucking the international bankster gangsters, IMF, World Bank, and all of that, none of them is concentrating on the real issue here in America. It's not that what is going on in Europe is going to spill over here. No, it's here. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, except in Orthodox Islamic countries. And that's why they must be destroyed. They must be killed. They must be murdered. by the synagogue of Satan. Now you can see it. Very explicit. No, right here in America, the dollar that they created, the phony Federal Reserve fiat currency, is losing value daily now. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe I should say weak. But I can tell you, as an observer of prices on the shelves, I can tell you, and you could tell me, and indeed, with the limited number of dollars that people have in their pockets, what's going on is absolutely amazing. Two-digit price increases, two-digit inflation, if you will, which is a misnomer. But here we are seeing 30 and 33, 40% increases in prices, very rapid spans of time on commodities, on essentials and stuff. And so people are just going along and getting along and having fun. And that's the big, big circus of the Roman Empire. Did you catch the Colosseum last night? Did you watch the players? Did you see who won and who didn't? Did you see who was fed to the lions? Well, that was the fun part. So anyway, Jamie Dimon is not alone. During this financial crisis, at least 18 former and current directors who came from these Federal Reserve banks worked in banks and companies that collectively received over $4 trillion in low or no interest loans from the Fed. And we have no way of knowing exactly if they will be paid. I assume they won't, largely. During the financial crisis, at least 18 former and current directors have received these loans, quote-unquote, totaling about $4 trillion. Jamie Dimon was one. I mentioned Friedman in 08 from the New York Fed. I mentioned Imeld. I mentioned Sanford Weill, or did I? He's the former CEO of Citigroup. He served on the Fed's board of directors in New York in 06. During the financial crisis, Citigroup received over $2.5 trillion in total financial assistance from the Fed. Then there was Richard Fueld, the former CEO of Lehman Brothers, served on the Fed's board of directors in New York from 2006 to 08. During that financial debacle, the Fed provided $183 billion in total financial assistance to Lehman before it collapsed. Then there's James Wells, the chairman and CEO of the SunTrust Banks. He served on the board of directors at the Fed Bank in Atlanta. I could go on and on and on, my friends. All of these 18 names, they're all available for public display. Do you think any of those names are on the lips of Americans today except us? I doubt it. Come right back with more Rick Adams Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus. Texas Ready. Remember, nothing good comes from
know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour, I'm commenting on a number of issues that interrelate, and we have just begun to scratch the surface. Now I move on to the Mail online from the UK. And an article on Newt Gingrich. Does that name ring a bell? The hero of the new right and the neocon right? Well, it turns out that Mr. Gingrich's billionaire campaign backer, Mr. Sheldon Adelson, is under federal investigation now after a lawsuit alleges he hushed possible ties to Chinese organized crime. Well, I don't believe anything will come of this investigation. You wait and see. Adelson is the founder and CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which is the Lansky Crime Syndicate, which owns the Sands Macau in China, Red China, and other gambling casinos all over the world. Well, Newt Gingrich, of course, was receiving super PAC money to the tune of many millions upon millions of dollars. And he was taking votes from Ron Paul, or at least serving as an excuse to switch votes from Ron Paul to him and Rick Santorum and others. Adelson now has given $10 million to bolster Gingrich's campaign and has promised up to $10 million more. Well, the Justice Department, so-called, Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Committee have been looking into whether the Sands Casino has violated federal bribery laws. Adelson, of course, says no. He's denied any wrongdoing. We have to go to the British news to read about what's going on regarding Mr. Adelson and Newt Gingrich, the billionaire casino mogul who put new life into the Gingrich presidential campaign with millions upon millions in donations, is facing this federal investigation right now. The investigation stems from a lawsuit filed, you see, by a former executive at the Sands Macau in China, company admits. Stephen Jacobs, claims he was told to keep quiet about investigations of local officials and the possible presence of the triad, the Chinese organized crime, in the casino. Adelson, who founded and runs the corporation, one of the largest casino entities and resort companies in the world, denies any allegations in the lawsuit, and he says the company will cooperate with this investigation. Now, Adelson, by the way, has donated about $10 million to the Gingrich Super PAC. That's just Gingrich. Winning Our Future was the name of the Super PAC, and he promised to give up to $20 million. He is supposed to have an assumed $21 billion, at least that's what they tell us. $21 billion. Adelson is the eighth richest man in America and has almost single-handedly financed Gingrich's second campaign search. So what does he see in Newt Gingrich? What does he see in this goy, in this dumb goy, Newt Gingrich? Huh? What does George Soros see in the people he's financed, including Romney and Obama? Well, a good question. Newt Gingrich is bought and paid for. We all know that. Just as Rick Santorum is bought and paid for. Michelle Bachmann and others come right down the railroad track, the boxcars. Well, you see, this is why in America today, the political environment is so corrupt, it is so prone to total and complete corruption, that it is almost impossible to get an honest election anywhere unless you are eternally vigilant, as one man used to say. And that's the price that you have to pay for liberty, if you value liberty over convenience and welfare. So, Adelson addresses all of these concerns at public forums. He says the investigation is not anything serious. It's a minor thing. The SEC and the Justice Department began looking into these allegations because of these complaints and lawsuits that have been filed by some of his kinsmen. And you see, now, of course, it's coming to the surface. Jacobs, who filed the suit, claims that Adelson wanted him to hire a Chinese lawyer to dig up negative information on local Macau officials that the company could use as leverage. How do you like that, huh? Isn't that amazing? Now, if that's true, very, very minor stuff, he says. Jacob says he also disagreed with Adelson over increasing the casino's use of junkets, trips to Macau by groups of high-rolling gamblers organized by third-party groups. Some of these junkets in Macau have been organized by members of Chinese organized crime syndicates. Reuters reported in 2010 that the alleged triad crime boss, who is connected with a junket to the Sands Macau, was running one of the VIP rooms at the casino. That information came out at the trial of four men convicted of breaking a Sands deal arms and legs. Now, this is a dealer at Sands, breaking his arms and legs, allegedly on the orders of this crime boss, according to Reuters. So in his lawsuit, Jacob says Adelson's men apparently ordered him to keep the name and any information about possible triad involvement secret from the casino board of directors. So the Las Vegas Sands Corporation has strenuously denied all of the claims made by Mr. Jacobs, and they say it's just a minor thing. So, just to let you know, as we continue to read more and more about Mr. Adelson. Interesting to find the taint, the corruption that has its place in the campaign of people like Newt Gingrich. Mr. Clean, Mr. Honesty, Mr. Point Your Finger at Obama and others. You see how stenchy, how filthy, how corrupt these people really are, that they have absolutely no scruples, no morals, no values, no integrity, and not a word of naysaying from the Gingriches. It's amazing. The people that supported Newt Gingrich, the Christians, the evangelicals, who supported him because of his strong moral stand and his honesty and integrity and his support for Israeli terrorism, the apple of God's eye, the state of Israel, don't even know about this and don't care. They really don't care about it. Because as far as they're concerned, Newt is still as clean as a houndstooth. All right, now I want to move on from these two stories on to Iceland. And an interview with the president of Iceland conducted in the Business Insider International, I think, is quite interesting and quite revealing. There is a transcript of it. I, of course, am not going to be able to read a large portion of it. I could probably bore you, but it is important to just highlight some of the questions and answers that were given from the president, whose name is Ólafur Ragnar. And he, of course, Mr. Grimsson, I should say, his name is Ólafur Ragnar Grimsson, who has been president of Iceland since 1996. He announced last month, as you know, he would be running for a fifth term. Well, he has some thoughts on Iceland's recovery and how a large financial sector can ruin a nation. Iceland, of course, is largely socialistic in many regards. Its economic system is consisting of a lot of welfareism and so forth. Yet, Iceland is small enough, this volcanic island nation, to be able to stand alone, if you will, and stand independent of the banking criminal elite. And so in this interview from this Business Insider report, I think it's very interesting what he has to say. And the first question that was asked is, how has life in Iceland changed since the financial meltdown? Well, he says it's very difficult to give a short description how life changed, but it is absolutely clear Iceland, like many other countries, the financial crisis came as a profound shock, he says, not only to the financial institutions, but also to the ordinary people and the economy. So thousands of Icelanders had to struggle with fundamental change in their economic situation, the loss of income, even loss of property, increased burden of loans, unemployment, and the nation as a whole also had to face. Somehow, we were fortunate to realize early on that the collapse of the banks was not just an economic or financial crisis, but also developed into a very profound political, social, and even judicial crisis. Isn't that interesting? Whereas in many other countries, until recent months, there was a tendency to read this through 2008, 2009, into 2010, primarily as an economic and financial challenge. And I think one of the reasons that Iceland has come out of this crisis earlier and more effectively than anyone could have expected, even ourselves, is that early on we approached this not just with economic and financial challenge, but we attempted to deal with the profound social, political, even judicial challenges which the collapse of the banks brought about. He talks about the final months of 08, early weeks of 09, that we were here in Iceland as a fundamental threat to the political and social stability of the nation. Iceland is one of the most stable, open, and secure nations that you can find anywhere in the world. So how the financial system could pose a fundamental threat to the political and democratic framework of Iceland? Well, it's an illustration of the grave political and social responsibility, he says, which the market and the financial sector carry because of a collapse that the financial sector can bring upon the most stable and secure democracies and political structures, bringing it to its knees. You see? Now, there's a lot in that statement, folks. There's a lot. I don't even know if he fully understands it or if I fully understand it. But what he's talking about, read between the lines. So this journey, he says, in the last 3 years, not only has been difficult for ordinary people, and citizens, corporations, and so forth, but has had a profound learning experience for the nation. Not just economically, but politically and socially as well. So the question is, do you look at Greece and wonder if they should be learning from the Icelandic model? Well, he says, this is the president of Iceland speaking, I have been very hesitant and reluctant to pass judgment on other nations. I see many misleading judgments made by people in other countries with respect to Iceland in recent years that I don't think it's wise or fair for me to tell other countries what they should do. But, there's that but, I think it's our obligation in Iceland to give an open and honest description of our own experience, of the lessons we have learned, and other people can draw from their own conclusions. On the judgment side, we appointed a special commission headed by a Supreme Court judge that issued a report in 9 volumes. We appointed the Office of Special Prosecutors. We enacted various legislation and laws relating to the judicial and legal system. A second lesson, interestingly enough, in terms of the economic policies, we have come to extent, gone against the prevailing economic orthodoxies of the American, European, and IMF model in the last 30 years. This is even being recognized by the IMF leaders themselves. As you know, the IMF program finished last year, and we organized the celebration conference in October, where we said goodbye to the IMF and said, so long and good riddance. It was attended by Paul Krugman and other prominent economists, as well as some of the leading officials of the IMF. Very interesting to hear them acknowledge that the IMF had probably learned more from this experience with Iceland than Iceland had learned from the IMF. Thirdly, he says, we have in our economic measures used to protect the lowest income sector. We have to try and protect some of the elementary social and health services. You see, there's the support system of socialism. But, nonetheless, he's saying we come first, not last, and that we have done more of that nature than has traditionally been done in dealing with such a crisis. Didn't jump public money into the failed banks. We didn't put it in there. We didn't jumpstart them. We treated them, the private countries, and went into the bankruptcies and let them fail. We said, fail if you must. And that is a lesson that we need to learn here in this country, ladies and gentlemen. From Iceland, can you believe it? We'll come right back with more. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, we're back, folks. I'm just trying to sum up here a very extensive interview that was conducted with the president of Iceland. And, you know, I would go beyond all of this. I've hinted at it before that there are even deeper meanings to what's going on in Iceland now that even, I think, many of the savvy Icelanders are not probably getting. And I'm referring, of course, to Scripture, to biblical prophecies, and this war between Esau and Jacob in the womb. And we're seeing the Jacobites in Europe, in particularly Iceland, and Benjamin and Judah, as these tribes, the Israelite nations today in Europe and the United States, as really fighting against these satanic Edomite forces, these Canaanites, these Kenites, and these so-called modern Jews that call themselves Jews, the synagogue of Satan. Well, this is it. It's over money. And why is it over money? Because money is the key to control. Money is the key to control. If I could force you to use my monetary system, force you to use it in all of your dealings, well, I've got you just where I want you, don't I? I have you right under my thumb. Well, that's exactly what they have. They have these countries under their thumb. And now they want to make it worldwide. That's why we are interdependent rather than being independent. That's why in 1934 they passed the Gold Reserve Act and they started the so-called New Deal. It was all about creating dependency upon the government. Now, this country, Iceland, has a great deal of dependency. However, they don't export it as international communism does. They are more collectivistic and socialistic at home, and only at home, where the government takes care of the interest of the people. Well, now, that's not entirely bad. Looking out after the interests of the people, keeping Little Red Riding Hood from the wolves around them. So, he says, if you add all this together and throw in the devaluation of the currency here, it's clear that what some people have called the Icelandic model includes a number of measures and approaches that have not been adopted in other countries. On the contrary, it includes some methods in the process that go directly against that which has been adopted in these other countries. So you see, they're setting a precedent, folks. They're setting an example. And that example is not very, despite pronouncements from the IMF, it is a cause of embarrassment. Embarrassment, chagrin, shame. And they're not happy. Can tell you they are not happy about it. So we have to understand there's much more to read, there's much more to get involved with here, but just to let you know that these are the basic nuts and bolts. Now, we're supposed to have one of the top people in the government of Iceland very shortly coming on this program. We look forward to that individual, trying to arrange it now. Come on the program via the phone, via the phone lines or Skype or whatever, and to interview that individual on the particulars of what we're talking about tonight. But anyway, just to make this point, folks, that there are folks who are not all stupid, they're not all dumb in the world, they don't follow the leader over the cliff, and they do what's right for themselves. Not the world, not the international bankster gangsters, but what's right for their people, for their own. Oh my, would that only we could do that, huh? All right. We're coming up on hour number two, a little more here and there, and then I'll open up the phone lines tonight.